Audio, we have video. Roll tape. Oh, sorry. All right, no tape, digital. If you would, turn in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. Just want to read like the first four verses. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of glory, of his glory, well, you can leave the his out, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. And I'm just going to stop right there. I keep going, but now, the first verse, the first word is God. That's what all these books have to do with that are in this Bible. God. And it says, at sundry times and in diverse manners, spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. And I looked, sundry times and diverse manners actually have, the word is a compound word, and the prefix to it is many. Many times and in many manners. But the word times is actually meros, or derived from meros, which is the word I talked about last week, a portion. I thought that was nice. So in many times, many portions, many sections, God spake in many ways unto the fathers by the prophets. The first thing that hit me was that God has spoken. He didn't have to. He didn't have to. He didn't need to speak. He didn't have to speak at all. Now, some people have to talk. I've been around them. I'm pretty good at talking. I can speak for a long time. Now, I try not to do it here, but I can speak for a long time and say absolutely nothing in social settings. I can keep up an intelligent conversation with the weather. But I know people, and you all do, I'm sure, people who can't stop talking. That's not God. God didn't need to talk. God doesn't have to talk. But God deigned to speak to the fathers. And he who cannot lie spoke the truth to the fathers. We have to have interaction between each other. We need to speak to one another. Because trust me, nonverbal communication, as much as it is lauded and it is praised in relationships, really doesn't cut it sometimes. You have to have, even if it's just sign language, you have to have some way of expressing ideas to someone you have a relationship with. Guess what? God's will was to have a relationship with some people. And because of God's will, he purposed and he spoke to some men and women. Some. He could have conversed with the angels. He could have conversed amongst himself. Let us make man in our own image. He didn't have to speak to man. He chose, he willed to speak to men. That is both miraculous and marvelous. And I thought that baby was somebody's cell phone. I was going to say, I heard that little script back there. Not used to that stuff anymore. But God did speak because God willed to speak. And he spoke to men. Like I said, we're back to the miraculous and the marvelous again. God, who cannot lie, of his own free will, the only one with free will, decided to and spoke to the fathers. Now, to put it in perspective a little bit, this is like you or me speaking to animals, only with less comprehension. I like what Bruce, I think it was Bruce Crabtree said. He says, you know, the dumb ox knows his master. The ox knows his master. What does that make us? There used to be a saying, he's dumber than an ox, or dumb as an ox. Well, that's an insult to the ox. Now I use, he's dumber than a box of hammers. And I fit that category sometimes. But God deigned to speak to us. At different times and in different manners, God spoke to men. The wonder of that is just amazing to me. We're just not real good at listening or understanding. Matter of fact, we're pitiful at it. We have none. I have no understanding and I have no hearing unless he gives it to me. So not only did God will to speak to man, he also willed that man, some men, would be able to understand him. Because you see here, he spake, now it says in times past, now in one way you can look at that and just say, well, that's the past. So something else was coming in the future or the present. This is relegated to the past, these diverse ways and these diverse manners. It is relegated to times past. It's not now. But he spoke to the fathers by the prophets. Now this is a book entitled to the Hebrews, and it's written by a Hebrew. I think it's the Apostle Paul. I could be wrong, but it's still true. The book is. But here's the point. God didn't speak to everyone. And that's the point the world still doesn't get today. God, in sundry times and in diverse manners, did speak to the fathers by the prophets. Guess what, Walter? There's a little bit of election there. Because God will. And God chose, and then God spoke to men through the prophets. He spoke. Now, if you go back even further than this recent time, because there were a lot of ways, some men were spoken to by God. Adam, Noah, Abraham, and Moses were spoken to by the Lord. Enoch walked with God and was not. But then we come to what they called the time of the prophets. When you had Samuel and Nathan, Isaiah, this is a long time period. Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi was the last recorded prophet in this book. I'm not saying he was the last prophet, but it's the last book we have in the Old Testament. That's the way it used to be done. God would speak to the prophet, and the prophet would speak to the people. Thus saith the Lord. That's the way it was done in the past. But then something changed. Verse 2, it says, "Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son." And that word "his" is interpolated. If you want to leave it out, it doesn't work. It works. "Hath in these last days spoken to us by Son." And the word capitalized. Again, we see the writer of Hebrews here making a difference. It's not "hath in these last days spoken to everybody." It's spoken to us. And you can say it. The world will hate it. You can say it. God does not speak to everyone. The Son does not speak to everyone. This book does not help some people, because the Word will not profit those without faith in them. That's the Word written. The Word preached did not profit them. But God has spoken to us, those who he chose before the foundation of the world, those he has regenerated, those he has converted. We are to hear his word. God has spoken. And the guy that's writing this, if it is Paul, and the other writers of the New Testament, actually heard the words of the Son of God with their own ears. Now, I know Paul came along after, but Christ spoke to him. Christ did speak to him. It is, was on the road to Emmaus. He was on his way to Damascus. And there were those that were with him. But the Lord spoke to Paul. There was a light. And he got knocked off his donkey. And I said it that way on purpose. But Paul spoke of it later. What Paul said was, there were those that were with me, and they did not hear the words that were spoken to me. What did Christ say? "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Nobody else will hear. But when Christ speaks to you, when the Son speaks to you, you will hear. Because he's talking to you. Personally, privately, individually. It is a personal salvation. It is intensely personal. Because it has to do with you. With God speaking to you as an individual as he spoke to me as an individual. And I tried to talk to people about it, but, you know, most people didn't have any idea what I was talking about. But it was okay because I didn't know half of what I was talking about. I had to learn later what happened. I didn't know I was dead. I didn't know I had been made alive. All I knew was that something was different. And it was me, not the world. Now, I was seeing the world differently. But the world hadn't changed. Turned out I had. And I started hearing the word of the Lord. Something I had never heard before. Something I had never cared about. But when his son speaks, when the Son of God speaks, and if he's speaking to you, you will hear. His sheep shall hear his voice. I call my sheep by name. Walter, I was looking back through some of my old papers for some reason or another. Masochistic tendencies or whatever you call it. Self-punishment. And I saw that thing I'd sent to Peter Ruckman. And I was looking at that. And it was, you know, several pages thick I'd sent to him. He sent me back a letter, and I put that with the copy of the stuff I sent him. And he wrote in there, he said, "You talk about people that are born sheep. They're always sheep. Gentiles aren't sheep, they're dogs." And then I wonder, where in the scriptures does it say anywhere that dogs get turned into sheep? It doesn't. The good shepherd said, "Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold." They're not here. Them I must bring. They were sheep before he brought them. That's scripture. And if you don't like that, you don't like that. I can't help you. You won't see anything in there about anyone making anyone into a sheep. Walter talked about it. You don't see anything in there about anyone being, it talks about the adoption of sons, but we are already children. We are in the family of God before regeneration and conversion because we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. All of God's children are in Christ, converted or not. But they shall receive the adoption of sons. The sheep of God will be brought in by the good shepherd. He'll speak to them. And they'll hear him. The Son of God has spoken to us. Now, Walter, I got to thinking about this part. Mason, in the Old Testament, it was Christ who spoke to Adam in the garden and walked with him in the cool of the day. It was Christ who spoke unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh with his friend. It was Christ who spoke with Abraham, that Abraham believed God and it was imputed to him for righteousness and he was called the friend of God. And it was Christ who walked with Enoch when it says Enoch walked with God and was not. It was Christ who was Melchizedek, the king of Salem, whom Abraham gave tithes to. It was Christ who was the burning bush that was not consumed. It was Christ who Moses saw the glory of and gave Moses the Ten Commandments twice. It was Christ who was the rock in the wilderness that water came from. But here it makes a difference when it says, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. This is where the Son of God came down incarnate in the flesh, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and condemned sin in the flesh. This is the one whom all the Old Testament was pointing to, was speaking about, the Messiah who was to come. The Messiah came. Now we have the words of Jesus Christ as the Son of God written down in the Gospels for us. They heard them with their own ears. And now they wrote them down to relay them to us. In this last days, he has spoken to us. The Son has. Whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. The Son is God. Jesus Christ is God. The Old Testament, the prophets speaking to the fathers, were saying that the Messiah is coming. The Son said, I am here. John said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. He was promised. He came. It was told to Joseph, call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He came. And he was called Jesus. And what did the Father say about him while he was here? While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. He spoke. Hear him. Christ spoke. Hear him. What did Christ say? I said one of them. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. He said he spoke in parables so that some wouldn't understand. He said, I and my Father are one. He said, as the Father quickens, gives life, the Son quickens, gives life to whom he will. He said, no man can come to me. But then he said, except. Except the Father which sent me draw him. And then he said, I'll raise him up at the last day. He said, no man can come to me. He said it again. But he also said, except. It were given unto him of the Father. And I thank God for that exception. Because without that except, we were stuck. We were stuck dead in trespasses and in sins. He said, I thank you, Father, for you have hid these things from some people and revealed them to other people. For so it seemed good in thy sight. And he said, does this offend you? Well, and if you see the Son of Man ascend up where I used to be, will that offend you too? Yes, it does. It does. It offends the world. The world doesn't want him. The world won't have him. I want him. And you know why I want him? Because of him. Because of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. It's not because of me. Deb and I were talking a little bit. About how some people perceive the way we act as arrogance. That's the brakes. Sorry. I am confident in him. And I will boast about him. And I will say it as if it's true, because it is true. And if that offends you, you don't know him. Because it's not me. It's never me. I'm the problem. I'm the holdback. I am the depraved person. But this word is true, whether I believe it or not. This word is true whether anyone believes it or not. And what the Son said is true. Even if you don't like it. And usually, to tell the truth about that, especially if you don't like it, that means it's usually true. Because I still remember reading John 6 the first time when I read, no man can come. I didn't like that at first. I read on because I realized it didn't matter what I liked. But I did come to like. And I come to see that without his exception, no man can come. That's me. Without his exception, without his work, without his speaking to me, I wouldn't have came. I was happy where I was. Basically. I didn't feel a need for God because basically I was irreligious. I thought religious people were crazy. Well, it turns out I was right. For the wrong reasons, but I was right. People scared me when they mentioned the Holy Ghost and this and that and other things. When I was Catholic, I didn't know any of that stuff. Now they scare me because I know who the Holy Ghost is. It's a whole different type of scare. Well, or annoyance, anyway. He spoke the worlds into being. The Son did that. Christ did that. And then he came to this world and he spoke to us. His people. He said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak are spirit and are life. But there are some of you that believe not. There always are. The broad way is broad because it needs to be broad, and many there are on it. But narrow is the way, and strait is the gate that leadeth to eternal life. It always has been that way. no man can come except God draw him. It be given unto him of the Father. It's because of God. Because he willed. Some of the other things he said, he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And he said, it is given unto you to know. And then he said, to them it's not given. He said, think not that I am come to bring peace, but a sword, and to set at variance a man's own household. I can tell you personally that's true. And I know most of you can. Tell me the exact same thing. Because he hath in these last days spoken to us. He didn't speak to them. Now he told us about them and to separate yourself from them, but in most cases I actually don't have to do much of the separating. Other people do it for me, but sometimes you do, and some of the separating is I just don't go some places anymore. And that includes family reunions. Or if I do, I'm one of them people that talk about the weather. Because they don't want to hear about God. And they sure don't want to hear about God from you. Or me. You think you're so hot. You think you know what's going on. Well, yeah, actually, kinda. But it's only because it's been revealed. That's what the word revelation means. He's showing it to us. He's showing it to us. He spoke to us. And because we have been given ears that hear, eyes that see, and a heart that understands, we do know some things. And some people don't. And they're just happy as can be if you don't show up for the family reunion. So that's my part for world peace. I stay away from family reunions. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful again for this time and this place. But we are most of all thankful for your Son, our Lord, who did come and speak to us. Spoke peace to us, purchased redemption for us, purchased peace for us, and has given us his peace and his rest, that we might rest from our labors in him. Thank you, Lord. For your salvation. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.